It's now time for the Susie Scoop with Amy Eastlack of Susie Said. Amy Eastlack, a.k.a. Susie Said, gives you the scoop on what's happening in and around town this weekend.
Well, good morning, everyone. This is Amy here with the Susie Scoop, and I am just ecstatic this morning because we have a special guest. We have Carol Minitry, who is on the Women's Committee of Martha Jefferson Hospital, and she's here to talk to us today about one of my absolute favorite events of the year, because you know I love to shop. So this is one of my, and I like to shop for really cool stuff. So she's here to talk us today about Martha's Market. Carol, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me.
I am so excited to talk to you about this, because like I said, this is one of my favorite events of the entire year. I love to shop. And I don't just love to shop. I love to shop for gifts for people and really cool stuff. And that is what Martha's Market is, right?
Oh, it absolutely is. And I love to shop, too. And I love to shop for a great cause, which Martha's Market does, and it supports the Martha Jefferson Hospital, Cancer Resource Center.
I mean, you cannot lose there. You are great shopping and a great cause. This is the event for people like us, definitely. Well, why don't we start? Just tell us a little bit about what Martha's Market is all about. And it starts on Thursday's the preview party, correct?
Right.
Tell us a little bit about the preview party.
Oh, the preview party is fabulous. Anyone can come. You can buy a ticket at the door. There are still tickets available. Right. It's really a party to celebrate Martha Jefferson and all the things that the Women's Committee is able to do in support of Martha Jefferson. It also is to thank many of our sponsors who, you know, without them, it would be very difficult to hold this market.
Right.
And all of the vendors are there, and you kind of get a sneak preview of what vendors are going to be there. And, of course, they'll be open and ready to sell their wares.
Well, and I know that from my experience in going the past few years, I've lived here for 4 years, I've been there every year since, that there's always some of those hot items. And I think that, you know, some of the people get there on Thursday night, they know what they're going to be.
Absolutely.
And I love that. I love that. I know I didn't go last year, but I am coming this year, and I want to be one of those people that gets those hot items. So now, and then the rest of the market continues through the entire weekend. Is that correct?
Correct. Through Sunday afternoon.
And starts on Friday morning?
Starts Friday morning at 9:30.
And one ticket gets you in for the entire weekend?
$8 for a ticket that gets you in the whole weekend.
And it's not just a market with great stuff. It is beautiful inside there. You walk into John Paul Jones Arena and you don't even know you're in John Paul Jones Arena.
I know. It's really amazing. We started setting up yesterday, and there is a blank arena floor. There is nothing there.
Wow.
And by Thursday afternoon, tomorrow afternoon, it will be just this beautiful marketplace.
It is.
And beautiful decorations, and it's very exciting.
It is. It's so exciting. It's so exciting to do something like that for a good cause. You guys do so much work for the community, for the women of this community, and just the community as a whole. And it's just, I'm proud to be able to be a part of that. And I will say that it's not just a shopping experience. It's an event. My girlfriends and I, what we do is we take Friday off, and we make it a whole girls' day out type of thing.
Oh, good for you.
We get there in the morning, we shop, we leave, we go out to lunch, we come back, we shop some more, we get all our Christmas gifts taken care of, and we have a blast doing it.
That's awesome.
It is. It's so much fun, so I just want to get that out there to people. And if you haven't been to Martha's Market before, this is why we're talking about this right now, because you need to get there. But there are, the range of vendors that you have is from everything from A to Z. It really is. Do you have a couple that you want to highlight for us, or anything that you, or just kind of categories or something that you love?
Well, I love them all.
Of course.
It's hard to say.
I know.
But we have 66 vendors this year, and they're from all over the country. We have 27 new vendors this year, and we're really excited about them, plus seeing some of the old faces. And a lot of the vendors who have been with us for years will be coming back, such as Frontier Soups.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember.
They have
just fabulous soups, and
yes,
they're great gifts. Greg's Antiques and Garden Equipment, and he just has fabulous wrought iron garden ornaments.
From last year.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And he sold out and had to
get
new trucks in. Really reasonable
and that's
prices.
Just so cool, because the prices were amazing, and they were such cool stuff, and people were just flocking to it, and that's where you're like, this is so great.
It is, and so I'm really excited that he's coming back.
Yes.
And There's so many old. We have Poochie Manuli. Mm-hmm. Don't know if you remember them,
I
but
do.
They have great stuffed animals.
Yes.
Just fabulous stuffed animals. Gosh, there are so many. We have some new Caroline's Cakes mm-hmm. is coming back.
Oh, I just looked up their website this morning.
A couple of the new vendors. We have this one company coming. They're called Stadium Stompers. And have you seen samples of
they
those?
They are like rain boots, look like cowboy boots.
And they're all customized. They're collegiate boots. So if you support UVA,
mm-hmm.
you can get the Stadium Stompers that are blue and orange, and they have the little cavalier and the, you know, the...
And we are going to see some girls walking around Scott Stadium in those for sure, because they were so cool.
They are adorable. We have a company... coming in from South Dartmouth, Massachusetts, called Janet Egan Design, and she sells really unusual and beautiful clothes and apparel from all over the world. There's another company, Three Islands, which is coming from Rhode Island, and they have very exotic, summery kinds of clothes.
Ooh, perfect for
colorful.
When we have this kind of chilly weather, too.
And you just have to come and see all of the new vendors that we have.
And we're not kidding when we say everything from A to Z. I was looking at the vendor list, and it literally goes from A to Z, and there is something for everyone.
For kids, for men, there's food. It's really fabulous.
It's really great.
And the important thing about this is that 15% of the proceeds go towards the Cancer Resource Center at Martha Jefferson. So all that great shopping, you can feel not guilty about it because it's all for a good cause.
It's all for a good cause. And you knock your holiday shopping off and you get really special gifts for people. That's one of the things I love. You know, I love to give gifts, but I love to make them special.
Yeah.
And sometimes I struggle with that going to the regular stores. I don't struggle with that after I go here. So, well, Carol, thank you so much for being. I was excited before you got here, but now I cannot wait.
You.
So I just appreciate your time.
Well, and one thing that I forgot to mention is that the Women's Committee actually will have a table there this year. It's called Martha's Basket. And we're selling some items that you can't get anywhere, and 100% of the proceeds go to Martha Jefferson.
So do not miss that when you're there. Stop by the Women's Committee table.
And if you decide to come to the preview party, we're having a fabulous raffle, and we're raffling off 6 baskets, and the baskets in total are valued over $14,000. I mean, they're just awesome. Raffle prizes.
I mean, it's not your typical raffle prize. Those are way beyond what you even dream about. So hopefully I will see you all at the preview party. If I don't, I will be there for sure this weekend too. Look for Carol and I. We will be running around and we'll see you there. Carol, thank you so much for being here today.
And thank you for all the hard work that you all do
to make this a success and to really support our community in Martha Jefferson.
Oh, well, you're so great to have us. Thank you so much.
It's been fun.
It's now time for the Suzy Scoop with Amy Eastlack of Suzy Said. Amy Eastlack, a.k.a. Suzy Said, gives you the scoop on what's happening in and around town this weekend.
If you're not going to be at Martha's Market, or even if you are going to be at Martha's Market, there are plenty of other things going on that you can add to your weekend. And again, I'll say this one more time. I love Martha's Market. It's for such a great cause. And if you didn't hear it in Carol's voice during our interview, I think, but hopefully you could tell that these women love what they're doing and they're so great at it. It's just a great, fun way to spend your weekend. But let's talk about a few other things that are going on. Since we're on the subject of shopping, let's talk about Divine Consign. This is a women's consignment sale that runs every year, twice a year actually, and it takes place over at the Aldersgate United Methodist Church over on Rio Road. It opens on Friday and runs through Friday the 21st and runs through the 22nd. They're closed on Sundays because they have church and other things going on at the church. But this is a great, I mean, they have thousands of great items for women, designer labels, all sizes. They've got shoes. I have always found so many great things there. And great way to really, you know, update your wardrobe without having to spend a ton of money. So if you're on a budget, this is a great, even if you're not on a budget, this is a great place to shop. And starting on Monday, the 24th, they start to mark things down. They go down to 25% off. By Tuesday, they're 50% off. And that's not everything, but it's most things. It's actually up to the consignor. But and on Tuesday, the 25th, they have evening hours. For those of us that work during the day, you can stop by in the evening. So that is it's a great sale. It's over at Aldersgate United Methodist Church, and that runs throughout the weekend and through Wednesday. So as we all know, Halloween is coming up on us. And I will tell you, stay tuned for next week because there are so many, if you have kids and even if you don't have kids, there are so many fun, kind of spooky, super spooky, tons of things going on. But in the meantime, we have not one, but two spirit walks going on this weekend in our area. And the first I'll talk about is the Albemarle Charlottesville Historical Society annual spirit walk. They've been doing this for years, and they have like over 50 actors that come out and they portray historical characters from Charlottesville and Albemarle County. And it's just really, really fun. It's top notch entertainment. And each tour is about 1 hour. They leave every 15 minutes. And this year they're doing it a little bit differently. They're going to leave. They have two different tours. One that is the cemetery tour, and they actually keep you locked inside Maplewood Cemetery, and you kind of meet and greet, as they called, a number of Charlottesville's undead. And then there's the Court Square tour that leaves from Court Square, and that'll kind of lead you through historic downtown Charlottesville, starts at Court Square, and then ends at Old Jail number 5. So those are two different walks. You can get the tickets online at albemarlehistory.org. You can call them at 296-1492, or they are open from 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. So that runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. So they are, I have not been to this yet. It's never worked for my schedule. I'm really looking forward to this weekend because I've heard it's just a really cool thing. So that's, and then there's also another spirit walk going on out in Crozet. And this is happening on the 21st and 22nd out at the Field School. And they've done this in the past too. And it's kind of the same thing where you have guests are go through kind of a, they have a ghostly guide and they take you down and they teach you about old Crozet. You take a little bus ride to the square and then you walk up Crozet Avenue to the Field School. So tickets for that are $10 for adults, $5 for kids. You can get them in advance at Greenhouse Coffee in Crozet. And if you haven't been to Greenhouse Coffee, even if you're not going to get tickets for the Spirit Walk, check it out. Adorable little house. It is what a coffee shop should be. It is just such the cutest place. Greenberry's Coffee, not to knock them because I love Greenberry's Coffee. And that's in Barracks Road. So, or you can get them on the day of the event. So that is, and they'll have like hot apple cider, donuts, all that kind of stuff. That is in Crozet. So two opportunities to kind of, to learn and have fun and maybe get a little spooked out at the same time. And then also, great family event, Sylvester and the Magic Pebble. If you remember this book from when you were a kid, I do. It's a Caldecott Award winner. It was such a great book. It's about Sylvester, who's a donkey, and he finds a red pebble that's magic, and eventually you'll hear the story. But this is going on at the Paramount Theater on Friday, October 21st, 6 p.m. Tickets are only $9 for kids, $15 for adults. And if, you know, I go on and on about the Paramount. It's such a great place to see a show of any type. And it is really quite mesmerizing for kids, I think, just the Paramount in itself, the beauty of it and kind of how old they've made everything feel and how they've restored it. So that is a very heartwarming story. So that's at the Paramount Theater. And we are giving away a free set of four tickets on SusieSaid.com. So go to Susie Said Charlottesville and you can enter to win those. And a couple more things that are not necessarily, well, one, this is a great event going on Saturday geared toward women. It's called Women Empowered to Grow Business. And this is sponsored by the Charlottesville Department of Economic Development, the Bonnet Institute, and Focus Women's Resource Center. And it's just it's a summit about really trying to empower and encourage women from all backgrounds to come together and learn more about growing their business, to learn from one another, to learn from some great speakers. They will teach you about presenting your elevator speech, learning it, how to do it, how to present yourself, how to grow your business. There'll be great local experts there, and it is free. So if you are a women business owner presently, or if you're thinking about owning a business, or you think you might do that in the future, I highly recommend this. It's from 8 a.m. to 12:30 Saturday, October 22nd. There will be some great experts there to talk to you. It's free, but you must pre-register because they need to know how many people and how much space and all of that. And that you can register for that at Women's Empowerment Series, all one word, .weebly.com. And that takes place at City Space, which is off of Fifth Street, right on the downtown mall. So again, Women Empowered to Grow Business, great opportunity for women business owners in the community. And then just want to send out one more reminder. Do not forget that Friday is the last day to drop off coats for the big warm up. We are really, really in the push now. Jamie was in here talking to us last week. We need more coats. There are too many people without too many kids, families, men, women in Charlottesville that will not have coats when the winter gets cold here. And I know it's kind of hard to think about that right now. It was 75 degrees yesterday, but it's coming. It's just right around the corner, and we need to get these coats out to these people before it hits. So if you have a if you want to go out and buy new ones, they are more than happy to take those. If you have a used coat that's in good shape that you no longer use, that no longer fits, please consider dropping these off. There are over 25 sites. You can do them at MACA, The Haven, Brown Auto, Ragged Mountain Running Shop, Fashion Square Mall, all over UVA grounds. Drop those off. Or you can contact me, Amy, at SusieSaid.com if you can't get to one of those places, and I can make it happen. So please, we're really in that kind of down to the crunch here for the big warm-up and help someone in your community out this winter. And like I said, next week, we got a lot going on this week. There's, as always, there's more on the calendar. This is just a little highlight of what's going on in Charlottesville this weekend. And for Halloween weekend, there are, I don't even know how we're going to get this in 20 minutes when we talk next week, because there are so many things going on. So check the calendar. Have a great weekend, everyone. Enjoy.